Mario knows a lot. About a lot. But he knows even more about the NFL. This is Pro Football Talk Live with Mike Florio on NBC Sports Radio, where every day is game day.
Wednesday, the 26th day of July. Good morning. Hello. How are you? Pro Football Talk Live. Feeling pretty good today. Pretty good. Kevin Gilbride, former NFL coach, coming up 7:35 a.m. Eastern. Dave Rich. Who's Dave Rich, you may ask? A couple of days ago, you may not have known. Now you do if you follow the NFL carefully. He's the agent who represents Lucky Whitehead, the former Cowboys receiver, who has found himself in the middle of one of the strangest release decisions that I can remember. I'm sure there have been stranger ones, or as strange, or close to as strange. But the idea that a team that was in the midst of being vilified for having no hard gulp accountability for its players dumps a guy for getting arrested for shoplifting and not showing up for court when it really wasn't the guy. And the cops came out on Tuesday and said, this really wasn't the guy. And to make it even stranger, the guy they arrested didn't have an ID card, but gave them all of Lucky Whitehead's information, including his social security number, by memory. What the hell is up with that?
Which is just what you said yesterday.
And then they compare a photo on file with the Virginia DMV to the suspect, and they conclude it's the same guy. But they don't take a picture of the guy. They don't take a mugshot of the guy. It's the Keystone Cops. You know, the Cowboys are getting a lot of flack here. What about the authorities in Virginia? My goodness. Now, I'll measure my words a little more carefully because I may be back in the Commonwealth of Virginia at some point in the future, but what a bunch of idiots. All due respect. All right, the Cowboys, plenty to say about how this all played out and what it means and where it goes. Cowboys key figures meeting the media on Tuesday to explain the situation. Here is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones.
There's nothing at all unusual in my mind here. I'm not going to specifically go about any player, but I am going to say this is business as usual, and I really won't go into my parameters about why a player is here or not. And it can be different than other people in our personnel department or what have you. So I'm not going into any of that, not going to go into anything about Lucky. But I am going to say, if we're going to get wadded up over people coming and going around here, then get ready to stay in an angst, because we're going to have some people coming and going.
You know, he's right. There's 90 guys on the roster. They eventually will have 53, and it will churn and churn and churn until they make 37 roster moves on Labor Day weekend. There is a point there. And there are many who believe that Lucky Whitehead wouldn't have been with the team anyway come September, that the moment Ryan Switzer was drafted, Lucky Whitehead was rendered irrelevant. And Jerry Jones saw the irony of the situation, given that we had just been saying Jones won't get rid of anyone. They finally get rid of someone, and now we're all over Jones for getting rid of someone.
If y'all have done one thing in my time, and to criticize me is how I will back up a player to a fault. You've done it. You've done it for years for that. I will back them up to a fault so that when we do make a decision around here that in best interest of the team to move on, there's one thing you can forget about, and that is whether you're being fair or whether you've given it consideration of what it means to the individual. That doesn't happen around here.
And he's right. And that does make this situation even more significant. But it also makes it more important for the Cowboys to do their due diligence before they decide abruptly to change direction, before they decide suddenly that after looking the other way on this guy, that guy, that guy, and that guy, they're going to fire a guy for something he clearly didn't do. How hard would it have been to find out for sure that he clearly didn't do it? What's wrong with waiting one more day? In fact, they said they released him on Monday. They didn't actually process it until Tuesday. They could have changed their mind. He wasn't officially put on waivers until 4 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday after all this came out. Jason Garrett, head coach of the team, address the situation. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play all of Garrett's remarks, less than 3 minutes. I may tell stats from time to time to stop it if I have something to say. Let's hear what Jason Garrett had to say on Tuesday.
Do you regret how you handled Lucky Whitehead's situation, given that the police came out today and said he wasn't involved? And do you feel the need to address the team over this issue?
Yesterday we made a decision that we deemed to be in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys. We're standing by that decision. We're going to move on.
But that decision was based on the idea that he had been arrested last week, correct?
Yesterday we made a decision that we thought was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys. And we're going to stand by that decision. We're going to move on.
Not fair to him to just keep saying that over and over?
It's the truth. We made a decision that we thought was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm not asking about
Hold on. Stats. What's wrong with saying that that was the catalyst? What's wrong with saying that, look, yes, we did. Of course we did. It's not like the guy had a horrible practice and we decided to cut him. Of course that prompted it. But, guys, there may be more to it. And then you explain the more to it to the extent that you can. Okay, keep rolling.
Individual investigator or any particular incident, but do you have some people working for the Dallas Cowboys that are just too stupid to work for this team?
I'll stand by the statement that I made. We made a decision yesterday that we thought was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to stand by that decision. We're going to move forward.
Stop it again. Stop it. The question, although phrased in maybe not the most tactful way, it gets to one of the points I make from time to time. We assume that the security personnel hired by the NFL and hired by the individual teams know what they're doing, former law enforcement. And as I've said recently, maybe there's a reason they're former law enforcement. Maybe it's Barney Fife, right? Maybe they don't know what they're doing. How hard would it be when you catch wind of this on Monday and you know that Lucky Whitehead says it wasn't me? How hard would it be to pick up the phone, call Prince William County, Virginia, say all the right things to get to the right person? Hey, look, we got a guy's job riding on this. We got to make sure this is real. He's telling us he wasn't there. His agent's giving us information that shows he was on a flight from Texas 7 hours later. So are you guys sure you got the right guy? Because we got to make a decision about this guy, and we want to have all the information. At least we want to give him the benefit of collecting accurate information before we make a decision. So even though that question was not phrased in the best possible way from the standpoint of, I don't know, not being hilarious, it really did carry a truth to it. All right, keep going.
As an opportunity to send a message to the team, and they said the message was received, are you concerned that it sends the wrong message given vindicated of said crime?
Yesterday, we made a decision that we thought was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys.
Why wasn't it made before you came to camp?
Again, guys, I'm not going to continue to address this. We made a decision that we thought was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to stand by that decision.
You know something that we don't know or that hasn't been reported?
We know a lot of things about our players that you guys don't know.
I guess the difficult thing is if you know all this about your players, then he was already on the team. And the only thing that changed in the last 24 hours was this misidentification of arrest. And if that was the case, then why was he on the team in the first place?
Guys, we made a decision yesterday that we thought was in the best interest of our team. And in evaluating the particular situation and the context of that situation, we felt like we made a decision in regards to Lucky that was right for our team. And we stand by that decision.
Are you happy that it's turned out this way, that in fact he was not involved in this crime?
I think the best thing for Lucky is to have a clean slate. And he'll have a new opportunity somewhere else. That's good for him. And again, it's in the best interest of our football team.
Did he tell you that he didn't do it?
We had a number of conversations with Lucky regarding this. And again, we made a decision that we think is in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys.
He can't keep saying that.
Why are some of the other players, Jason, dealing with off the field issues then still on the Cowboys?
Guys, this will be the last time I'll say it. I appreciate your interest in it. We made a decision yesterday in regards to Lucky Whitehead that we think is in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys. We're standing by that decision. We're going to move forward. If you have any other football questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
And that's that.
Mike, he has a clean slate. He didn't do the crime.
Yeah. Look, here's what the truth may be. And I'm not here to defend the Cowboys. They are responsible for creating the environment that led to this. By looking the other way, by not holding players hard gulp accountable, right? They set the stage to have a knee-jerk reaction for a guy that was in danger of getting cut anyway. This gets back to what we were talking about yesterday when Big Cat was with us. The old Jimmy Johnson anecdote of cutting a guy who fell asleep in a meeting, and someone said to him, what would you do if Troy Aikman fell asleep in a meeting? He said, I'd get him a pillow. Lucky Whitehead doesn't get a pillow. Dez Bryant does get a pillow. That's how it works. And Lucky Whitehead, wrong place, wrong time. At a time when they were looking for some way to convince all of us who were constantly chastising the Cowboys for not taking action against players who get in trouble. A guy gets in trouble and they take action and they're saying, what the hell? This is what you wanted. We gave you Barabbas.
Wow.
What?
Well, it's Barabbas, shoplifting, it's sort of different levels there, no?
Slightly different circumstances, but at the heart of it, innocent man. Right? At least one was exonerated. So, nothing funny about any of that. Here's the thing. As Jason Garrett said, the one time he deviated from the script, and I don't know whether he was reading that off of a card or he just memorized it, but he started to sound like a robot. It was laughable. It was the same answer over and over again. The one thing that deviated from the script was, we know plenty of things that you don't. And here's what it may be. There may have been a stream of these cockamamie explanations and excuses from Lucky Whitehead. And it's always something with Lucky Whitehead. And he's always got an excuse for everything. And damn it, Lucky, can you just avoid situations where you have to give us an excuse? Right? I remember when I was practicing law years ago. We had a summer internship program at the firm I was with. And there was one guy who was constantly screwing up. Everything he did, he was screwing up. And he always had a great excuse for every little thing it was. Whether it was coming to work without being shaved, whether it was not wearing a tie, whatever it was. And finally, one of the bosses there said, look, here's the bottom line. I could show up at work without my pants on and have a perfectly legitimate excuse for it, but the bottom line is I showed up at work without my pants on. And for Lucky Whitehead, the bottom line is he was in the middle of a situation where someone knows his personal information well enough that they were able to rattle it off from memory. So something weird is going on here with Lucky Whitehead. And if you throw that on top of all the other things that they know but they won't talk about, out of respect for Lucky Whitehead, but we're criticizing them for being unfair to Lucky Whitehead, but they are being fair to Lucky Whitehead by not telling us all the times he's screwed up and all the things that created the reputation that here we go again with Lucky, and oh, by the way, we don't need Lucky anymore because we have Ryan Switzer and we're going to get rid of this guy anyway before Labor Day weekend. It all makes sense. But I don't know where that balance is. I don't know how much of that you go public with. You start talking about those things, and here's what happens. When the window closes at 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday for someone to put in a waivers claim for Lucky Whitehead, no one's going to do it. If they tell everyone that Lucky Whitehead has been one problem after another, one excuse after another, one example of showing up to work without pants on after another, people aren't going to want him. They're doing him a favor by not going into detail. But they are saying enough that should cause other teams to say something's not right with this guy. And I look at it and I say, the mere fact that there is someone in Virginia who knows everything that needs to be said to identify himself as Lucky Whitehead, something ain't right here. So I kind of get where the Cowboys are coming from. I don't like the way it was handled from a PR standpoint. I don't know what they could have done differently, though, without making Lucky Whitehead look worse than the circumstances already would suggest. Now, when we return, where does this go from here as it relates to Lucky Whitehead, the Dallas Cowboys, the NFL, and the NFL Players Association? We'll tell you when PFT Live continues.